Merci.
Thank you. I didn't want to speak to take the floor, but I just wanted to react to a few of the interventions that I heard from the panelists who... said things that I'd like to react to. Now, we always think about things from the point of view of the framework of the current international order, which is somewhat immovable. And the fact is that for decades there have been neoliberal policies in place, and we're destroying not just public services, but also the capacity of states to react. Indeed, the pandemic is a new thing, but the problems didn't just start yesterday. In fact, today, at least a third of humanity is deprived of their essential needs being met. So if we want to really do something, we need to take a look at where the economic heft is and where anti-democratic rules are in place in order to resolve the problems. Otherwise, we'll never get out of this situation. Just one example, among many others, is finance. When we take a look at the way the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank function, depending on the amount of capital that you have different rights. So how do we resolve these problems? When we look at the international trade rules, for example, there are always conditions on those, and they're always imposed upon the weakest countries, and that controls their markets, as well as the ways that peasant farmers work, for example. There are also effects on education, healthcare, and across the board, actually. And so we shouldn't hide from this. When we talk about technology, we need to think about the fact that the majority of the technology is in the West, and everything's privatized. So people say, well, we can't do anything, everything's privatized. But we see that when we depend on the goodwill of these companies, for example, in the context of the pandemic, for example, with the vaccine, we haven't been able to lift the patents on them. And so that means there are issues in southern countries that need them. They can't manufacture vaccines. And so this is very concrete. If we want things to change, we need to begin by transforming and democratizing the international trade and financial institutions. And we need to overhaul all of the bilateral agreements that impose drastic conditions on states and that prevent people from having the right to decide on their future. We saw that in Greece. That's a, let's forget the rest of the world for a moment. We saw that in Greece, that's a European country, where this country is under the guardianship, if you like, of the EU for at least 50 years with their debt. And also, a lot of African countries had to negotiate their independence and were left with debt, and all of the colonial debt was given to the new independent countries that were already indebted, and that means that they're not able to stand up to the mark and invest for their populations and correctly organize the functioning of their states and their public services. And it's true that the pandemic is serious. Of course it's very serious. But what about nuclear weapons? Are they less serious? What about these weapons that are made using billions and billions of dollars that are aimed on entire peoples? Well, we've forgotten about that. We've forgotten the arms race and all of the money that's spent on that.